This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel has sent negotiators for truce talks in Cairo, but they did not go back for further talks. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
The Egyptian and Qatari mediated talks to try to reach a ceasefire in Gaza and secure the release of over 100 Israeli hostages have yet to produce results. A round of inconclusive talks in Cairo ended on Tuesday. Netanyahu said the demands included ending the war and leaving Hamas as it is.
They want to defeat Israel. Of course we will not agree to them. But when Hamas drops these delusional demands, we can move forward.
Hamas chief Ismail Haniya blamed Israel for a lack of progress in achieving a ceasefire deal in Gaza, the group said in a statement on Saturday. Haniya said Hamas would only accept a complete halt in fighting, Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, as well as the release of Palestinian prisoners serving long sentences in Israeli jails. Netanyahu again vowed that Israel will continue fighting until all goals are achieved.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. U.S. envoy says Israel has not presented evidence that Hamas diverted U.N. aid deliveries to in Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more.
A top U.S. envoy says Israel has not presented specific evidence for its claims that Hamas is diverting U.N. aid shipments entering Gaza. The envoy adds that Israel's recent killings of Gaza police commanders who escort truck convoys have made it impossible to safely distribute goods. Even before the latest setback, the U.S. has said that the aid reaching Gaza is just not enough. Meanwhile, charities are cooking for many displaced people in the region due to severe food shortages amid the ongoing war. Israel has repeatedly accused Hamas of diverting aid, including fuel, once it reaches Gaza, a claim that UN aid agencies have denied. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.